And we start this hour of the show with our regular check-in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. A trio of bills in the Arizona legislature could, if passed and then signed by the governor, make it easier for residents to opt out of vaccinations for their kids. Arizona is already among states that permit an expanded number of vaccine-related exemptions, and there are current examples right now in the state of measles and mumps cases. Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic is with me for his appearance to talk about vaccinations and a recent column that called for some teens to be able to opt in. So, Phil, what's the current scope of vaccinations and related concerns in Arizona?
Well, it's interesting. On Friday, we had the first report of the first measles case in Arizona, and we know that it was a child in Pima County who had recently traveled by aircraft to Asia and returned and developed the symptoms of measles. And I think that's instructive. I've been writing a column about this, about what our future looks like, because our world has grown much more international. Mm-hmm. The United States is much more diverse. We're traveling a lot more. Air travel is only going to increase. In fact, it's going to double around the world in the next decade. So we're only going to see more of this. And air travel is how we have contact with some of these diseases that we had eradicated in the United States. So the potential of contact and coming back are high, and that means we need to keep our guard up.
When it comes to keeping our guard up, at what point does the responsibility to society outweigh the responsibility to one's own belief system?
Well, Arizona is one of about 17, 18 states that is more lax on these rules that allow you to opt out more easily. Mm-hmm. And it used to be that we could have these looser laws, and handle sort of the eccentricities that were out there. Some of them were kind of religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. That's a smaller portion of it. But now there's this rising anti-vaxxer movement that believes that vaccines are dangerous and they're a foreign body being introduced to kids that are dangerous to them. And that's becoming big enough. It's no longer eccentricity. It's now a fad. And it's bringing down the immunization level. And now it's a danger. And now we got to get tough about it. Mm-hmm. When we have to.
Do we allow it to be lax for too long in the sense of respecting people's viewpoints, but maybe giving them too many exemptions?
Well, think of it. So California, we know, is just run by the Democrats and a very liberal state. They had very lax laws, and you could exempt out of immunizations. And then came Disneyland a few years ago, and about 150 kids got sick, came down with measles, and that ended it. That meant they came back and they put in place tough laws. You're going to put your kids in our schools, you're going to get immunized. They're going to be immunized, and we're going to protect the herd here. Washington State had loose laws. They're going to do the same thing. They're in the process of toughening up their laws as well.
Yeah, so briefly with Arizona then, we've seen these bills that would not tighten them. They would, in fact, loosen them. And whether the governor would veto them or not, what's it going to take for us to move in that other direction too? Is it going to take 150 measles cases, for example, rather than just one or two?
Well, if we keep going in this direction, we're going to ensure that it'll happen, because we'll get it, because it's happening around the United States. We're looking at outbreaks now in New York, Illinois, at this moment, in Washington State, in Texas. Mm-hmm. So it's happening. This anti-vax crusade is there, and it's growing in the country. When Governor Ducey said, I'm going to veto a bill that is going to erode the immunization level in this state, he was really making an argument for the Renaissance. He was arguing that, you know, we believe in using facts, in science, in medicine, in reason, in guiding our societies. We no longer rely on superstition or the competing religions to guide that. And so we're going to go by facts, and we're going to protect our kids, because that's who gets sick, and they can get really sick if this breaks out.
You mentioned competing viewpoints, competing religions, whatever it may be in this case. Now, this is going to sound strange, but what about the competition between child and parent? Because now we're seeing some of that, where some of these kids, as they get older and they're able to make their own decisions, there are some examples of kids saying, wait a second, I really wish my parents had me vaccinated, so I'm going to take it into my own hands.
Right. And so we had a piece by a Dr. David Beta over the weekend, who is a chair and professor of the Department of Bioethics at the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Phoenix, and he was arguing that teenagers who are what you call mature minors, who really understand the ramifications of illness, are in a position, and based on our law, and it's a little bit gray, to be able to decide for themselves that they have an anti-vaxxer parent to come forward and request and get vaccinated and eventually immunized. And so he argues that that ought to be the law, that we ought to be able to treat those kids or immunize those children. I just have an interesting little anecdote, and that is I was going through looking at our letters to the editor, and they were writing about E.J. Montini. And E.J. Montini has been writing some very strong columns about, you know, we need to get kids vaccinated. I was getting all these letters, seeing all these letters from Republicans saying, for the first time in my life, I agree with E.J. Montini. And anyway, so not long after, Montini comes walking into my office with a stack of letters that he had copied out that he was getting. I said, I already know what they say. I'm a Republican. And I agree with Montini.
That's amazing. Maybe that is part of the tide turning then to some extent. Huh?
I think it's more bipartisan than it seems right now from our legislature. I think there are a lot of Republicans who get this.
Okay. Phil Boas, thanks as always.
Thank you.